上一次我们曾经交通到主耶稣的宝血。
Last time we shared the precious blood of God.
这个血是头一个是要满足父神的要求。
First, the blood will satisfy our Father in heaven.
第二个，这个血洗净我们的罪，叫我们可以亲近神。
Secondly, the blood wash away our sins, and so that we can come near to the Lord.
第三，这个血可以胜过仇敌的控告。
And thirdly, this blood can overcome the accusing of our enemy.
今天早上我们就要接下去来看主耶稣的血为我们立了新约。
And this morning we'll see that the blood of Jesus make a new covenant to us.
我们再来看几处的圣经，头一处在约翰福音。
We'll turn to John. John chapter 10, verse 10.
主耶稣说，我来了是要叫人得圣命，并且得的更丰盛。
Lord Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
那我们再看马太福音
26章 Chapter 26.
26节到30节。
Matthew 26, verse 26 to 30.
找到我们同声一起来念。
We'll read it together.
他们吃的时候，耶稣就拿起饼来祝福，递给门徒说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。又拿起杯来祝谢，递给他们说，你们多喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，是罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。他们唱了诗，就出来往橄榄山去。我们再读26章46节。
We also read verse 46.
或者我们读39节跟46节两节。
Verse 39 and verse 40.
他就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”起来，我们走吧。好，我们的圣经就暂时读这些。立约在我们的生活中是很重要的一件事。
To make a covenant is a very important thing in our life.
小孩子也会立约，大人也会立约。
And no matter it's children or adults, they will make covenant.
我记得曾经有一段的时间跟我的孩子。
I remember once upon a time.
我们有一个秘密。
We have a secret together.
那我们就这个秘密是只有我们两个人可以知道的。
Only between me and them.
当我的孩子还小的时候，他就跟我说：“爸，我们做一个动作。”
When they are very little, we have a secret. We have a gesture.
假设这个动作是属于你的和属于我的。
It is only between you and me.
你不可以告诉别人。
And don't tell anybody else.
不知道有没有做父母亲的知道这个动作是什么。
Any parents know about this?
我的那个儿子就说：“爸，你把那手指伸出来。”
And my son will say, "Daddy, just."
他也伸出他的手指头了。
And he will take his finger.
那我们两个小拇指头就把它勾在一起。
We hook our fingers together.
这是个小孩子这样的，所以一个立约的一个记号。
This is a mark of a covenant between me and my son.
等到我们长大了。
When he grow up.
我们可能要买房子或买汽车都要签很多的合约。
When we grown up, when we want to buy house or buy car, we need to sign a contract.
另外还有一种的约就是婚约。
There's another kind of covenant. It's the marriage covenant.
我就想到我以前结婚的时候也有一个婚约。
I remember the day when I got married, I have a covenant.
这是他们送我的一个。
This is what they gave me.
这是结婚证书。
It is a certificate of marriage. 里面，
这个约啊，要有一个证，有一个证明。
There needs to be a certification of this covenant.
那立了这个约就不能够毁约。
And it can never be destroyed.
所以约在圣经里面，它是个很重要的。
So covenant is very important in the scripture.
在我们的生活中也是很重要的。
And even in our lives.
但是在圣经中的约，或者说圣经里面记载的约有两大类。
There are two kinds of covenants recorded in the scripture.
一个是耶稣是站在平等的地位来立约。
And the first kind is in the position of equivalence.
就像刚才我说的，我跟我的孩子站在一个同等的地位立一个约。
It's like between me and my kid, we are kind of equal to each other when we make that covenant.
等到结婚的时候，我们也是站在一个同等的地位来立约。
And that's the same thing for the marriage covenant. We are equal.
所谓的同等，就是说我要同意，他也要同意。
And that means that I shall agree and she shall agree.
这是人间最常碰见的约。
These are the most common covenants you will see in the world.
但是圣经中还有一种的约。
But there are another kind of covenant in the scripture.
是上对下所立的约。
It is from above to the below.
那在我们的人间里面也有一种的情形。
And there is similar kind of thing on the earth.
就是当一个父亲要过去的时候。
When a parent is going to pass away.
他就留下一个遗嘱。
There is a will.
那这个遗嘱呢就给孩子。
And this will is for his children.
这个约只有两种的情形可能发生。
And this covenant will only have two kinds of situations.
要么就全部接受，要么就拒绝它。
Either you take it all or you reject it all.
因为你没有选择的余地。
There's no third choice.
这种的约是上对下的约。
This kind of covenant is from above to below.
那希伯来书里面就说到，人活着的时候就可以留下一个遗命，就是留下一个遗嘱。
And the book of Hebrews mentioned that when men are alive, they can have a will.
但是这个遗嘱呢，当有遗嘱的人活着的时候，它没有功效。
But that will have no effect as long as the people live.
那等到他死的时候，那个这个遗嘱就产生了果效。
After he died, this will be in effect.
希伯来书的作者就把这个遗嘱，它还有另外一个意思，就是约。
And the author of the book of Hebrews, he mentioned another meaning of this word.
所以他就讲到说，神跟以色列人立了一个约。
And God make a covenant to the Israel people.
这叫做旧约。
It is the Old Testament.
那同样的，神也跟我们立了一个约，叫做新约。
And God also have a new covenant with us. It's called the new covenant.
那么这个约只有上对下的。
It is from above to beneath.
而且这个约是神要跟人来立的约。
And it is between God and man.
那么他来立这个约的时候，跟他立约的人只有两种的情形。
And there are only two kinds of situations will happen after that.
要么我跟他立约，要么我就不跟他立约。
Either I take the covenant or I do not take the covenant.
所以主耶稣说，他在地上最后的一个晚上，他说他留下了一个饼和杯。
Our Lord, when his last night on earth, he left the blood and the cup and the bread.
好，这个杯里面装的是葡萄汁。
And that's the fruit of the grape in the cup.
这是一个表号。
It is a mark.
但是主耶稣说，这是我立约的血。
And Jesus said that It is the blood of the covenant.
所以当主耶稣要来立这个新约的时候，他要流血才来立这个约。
When our Lord came to make this new covenant, He needed to shed His blood.
所以当他跟人立了这个约，那人只有两个结果，要么就接受，要么就拒绝。
When He made this new covenant to man, we only have two choices: one to receive all, and one to reject all.
而神的心意是，当这个约是愿意跟全人类来立的。
And what's in God's heart, He's willing to make this covenant to all mankind.
因为这个约是用血来立的。
Because it is made by the blood.
而这个血是他的性命为我们流出来的。
And this blood is from His life.
所以主耶稣说完了这个饼杯，立了饼杯以后，
so after our Lord set the bread and the cup,
他就来到克西马尼。
He went to the garden of Gethsemane.
他就在那样祷告。
And prayed there.
他祷告说：“父啊，倘若可行，求你把这杯挪开。”
And he prayed that, Father, if it's possible, take this cup away from me.
但他知道这是神的旨意。
But he knew that this is the will of God.
所以他就幡然地来接受这个杯。
So he willingly took the cup.
所以他就说，起来，我们走吧。
He said, stand up and let's go.
走到哪里去？
To which place?
就走到十字架上。
To the cross.
而主耶稣在十字架上为我们死。
Our Lord died on the cross for us.
就为我们流血。
Shed the blood for us.
这个血就为我们立了新约。
And this blood make a new covenant for us.
而这个约是来表明神对世人的大爱。
And this covenant reveals God's love to us.
所以约翰说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡。反得永生。
So John said that God so loved the world that he gave his only son to us so that whoever believes him will never die but have eternal life.
如果有人愿意接待他，相信他，
whoever wants to receive him and believe him,
就是跟他立一个约，
he's the one who makes the covenant with him.
当神要跟我立约的时候，我要
When Lord are making this covenant to me,
他说说
I'll say, I will.
我愿意相信主耶稣。
I'm willing to believe Jesus.
这就是与他立了一个新约。
This is to make the covenant with him.
这是主耶稣对我们的大爱。
This is his great love to us.
他不仅仅为我们立新约。
Not only he made the new covenant to us.
而且他在十字架上也为我们死了。
But also he died on cross for us.
我刚才说约和遗嘱是同一个字。
I just said that the covenant and the will are the same word.
所以这个新约实在就是主耶稣的遗嘱。
So truly, this new covenant is the will of our Lord.
那现在有遗嘱的人死了。
And the man who made the covenant died.
这个遗嘱就有果效。
And this will be enforced.
这个遗嘱就是新约。
And this will is the new covenant.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他给我们立了这个新约。
He made this new covenant to us.
也因着他死了，这个约就永远有效。
And because he died, this covenant will be in force forever.
还不仅仅这样，我们的主死了以后又从死里面复活。
Not only that, our Lord resurrected from the dead.
那这个复活，那圣经说他就成为更美之约的中保。
And because of his resurrection, he's the superior mediator to the superior covenant.
圣经说这个中保就是新约的中保。
And this mediator is a mediator to the new covenant.
什么叫中保？
What is a mediator?
就是要来保证这个约有效。
It is a guarantee that this covenant will be effective.
同时要保证这个约要实行在我们的身上。
An assurance that it will be executed.
所以我们看见说，当主跟我们立了新约。
And when our Lord made the new covenant to us,
他流血，
he shed his blood,
他死了，
He died.
他复活了。
He resurrected.
让这个遗嘱有效，让这个遗嘱成为新约。
So that this covenant will take, so this will be enforced and become new covenant.
那他成了中保，要来执行这个约在我们。
He become the mediator to execute this covenant.
我们实在感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这是主在我们身上所立的新约。
This is the covenant that He made on us.
那我们现在来看一下这个约的价值。
Let us look at the value of this covenant.
你知道，我刚才在立约记里面说，活物的生命在血里面。
In the book of Leviticus, it says that the life of a living creature is in His blood.
从某一个角度来说，血和生命是一个同义字。
So on some point that blood and life are the same word.
当人的血流出来的时候
，When our blood is shed，
你流一点点，你的生命还在。
If you just shed a little, your life is still there.
但是你大量出血
，But if there's a great amount，
你一直都流
，and continuing，
如果你超过75%。
If it's 75% of your blood,
你的生命就很危险。
And you're in great danger.
如果你把血流尽了
，and you shed all your blood,
啊，你的生命也就是结束。
And your life is gone.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的主在十字架上
，when the Lord was on the cross,
他为我们流血
，he shed blood for us.
他的性命为我们倾倒。
He poured out his life for us.
他为我们死了。
He died for us.
所以这个血里面乃是说到他的生命为我们死了。
So this blood says that he gave up his life for us.
而神怎么来预备这个生命？
How our Lord prepared for it?
我想圣经里面给我们启示说主耶稣是神的羔羊。
And the scripture told us that our Lord is the Lamb of God.
而这是的羔羊在创立世界以前就被杀了。
And it was slaughtered before the foundation of the world.
这是在启示录里面所告诉我们，这实在是一个奥秘。
It is recorded in the Revelation. This is truly a mystery.
但是当在人类的历史中间
，But in the history of man，
特别是我们的亚当始祖犯罪以后。
Especially after our forefather Adam,
神就在那边审判他们。
God judged them.
他审判亚当，也审判夏娃。
He judged Adam and he judged Eve.
啊，特别他来审判那一条蛇。
Especially he judged the serpent.
当他来审判那条蛇的时候，他说：“将来有一个女人的后裔要伤你的脚跟。
”He said that.
将来有女人的后裔要伤你的头。
Said that later the seed of the woman will wound your head.
而这一位女人的后裔就是神预言要来拯救人类的一位。
And this seed of woman is the savior of the world.
啊，这是在人类刚被赶出伊甸园的时候所发生的事。
This is what happened right before mankind was, they go out of the Garden of Eden.
但是经过3000多年以后
，After more than 3000 years，
有一位先知以赛亚
，A prophet Isaiah came，
就再一次说，神应许要有童女怀孕生子，人要给他起名叫以马内利。
And he prophesied that there will be a virgin have child。
在经过700年的时候，有一天主耶稣来到这个地上。
After about 700 years, our Lord Jesus came to this world.
他在这个地上找到了约瑟，找到了玛利亚。
He found Joseph and Mary on this earth.
而这两位是那个全心依靠神、敬畏神、顺服神的人。
These two who rely on the Lord with their whole heart and fearful for the Lord.
神就把他的儿子托在他们的身上。
And God trusts His Son to these two people.
他就借着圣灵怀孕，玛利亚就借着圣灵怀孕，主耶稣就来到这个地上。
And Mary was pregnant through the Holy Spirit. And through that, our Lord Jesus came to this world.
到主耶稣在地上一生行走的时候。
When our Lord Jesus walked on this earth.
最后有一个人给他下了一个断案。
This woman declared.
这个人叫比拉多。
And this man's name is Pilate.
他说，我在这个人身上查不出来他有什么罪。
He said, I cannot find anything on this man.
弟兄姊妹，这是一位圣洁的主。
This is a holy Lord.
连卖他的他学生犹大都说。
Even though the man who betrayed him, Judas.
他说，我卖了无辜之人的血。
He said that I betrayed the innocent man.
这是神用那个漫长的岁月，才能把他的儿子差到这个地上来。
Through the long ages, our God sent His Son to this earth.
这一位的耶稣，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And this Jesus have full of truth and grace.
他的口中流露恩典。
And there's gracious word from his mouth.
人从他身上找不到任何的罪。
There's nothing could be found on him.
他是那一位圣洁、没有瑕疵的神的羔羊。
He's that holy, blameless Lamb of God.
这样一位尊贵的耶稣就被钉在十字架上。
Such an honorable Jesus was crucified on the cross.
是他自己甘心情愿死去。
Because he is willingly to do so.
啊，这个血，他流出来的血，可以洗净我们的罪恶。
And the blood that he shed it can wash out our sin.
这个血，跟我们立了新约。
And this blood makes the new covenant for us.
弟兄姊妹，知道这个约多宝贵。
Do you know how precious is this covenant?
我实在不懂。
I really don't understand.
特别每一次在饼杯的面前，
Every time we are before the bread and cup,
在那纪念主的时候，
When we are remembering the Lord,
我实在抽不透这个没有声音的饼和杯里面却说出神无限的大爱。
I cannot measure the great love of the Lord through this blood and the bread.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们每一次记在主耶稣的饼杯前的时候，
Every time that we come before the bread and the cup,
我们能够知道我们他跟我们立的约的宝贵。
We can know that how precious is this covenant.
第一，这个新约的内容，头一个是这个约说到我们的罪得着赦免。
And the first thing about this covenant is the forgiveness of sins.
叫我们得以来亲近神。
So we can come near to God.
所以圣经说，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过患得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
So in the Ephesians it says that in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
我们也借着这个血可以来亲近神。
And through this blood we can come near to God.
在圣经的里面讲到说，神赦免我们的罪，有五方面的一个图画可以描述出来。
There are five pictures in the scripture that can describe this.
第一幅的图画就是在以色列的节期中间有一个日子叫做大赎罪日。
The first picture is that in the scripture recorded that the Israelites they have a great festival. It's a festival of redemption.
那其中有一只的羊要被献为当赎罪祭。
And there's a lamb will be taken as
a
sacrifice of redemption.
要把这只的羊把它杀了。
And will be slaughtered.
要把它带到无人之地去。
And to be taken to the desert.
他说要这只的羊要来背负所有人类的罪。
And it is to take away all the sins of the mankind.
要被带到无人之地去。
And this lamb will be taken to the place of desert.
当神在耶稣基督的血里面来赦免我们的罪。
One of God's forgiver sins in the blood of Jesus.
要把你我的罪都带到无人之地去。
Our sins will be taken to the desert.
这是血赦免我们的罪的宝贝。
This is a precious aspect.
第二，他说东离西有多远。
And the secondly, it says how far the east is from west.
他使我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
So he make our sins away from us.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们东离西有多远。
Do we know really how far is from west to east?
做弟兄们告诉我。
Anyone can tell?
谁可以知道的？啊？我以前想到东离西啊，就是地球的东边到地球的西边。
I used to thought it's only from the east on the earth and the west on the earth.
但我后来想想，地球只不过是在这一个银河那个宇宙中间，只不过是一个星球而已。
Later I realized Earth is such a small planet on the whole universe.
当然，写诗的人是用我们所能够懂的方式来表达。
Now we know that the author of the psalm just used a language that we can understand.
但是我们知道，东边的东边实在是无限的远。
We know that the true east is infinitely far away.
西边的西边也是无限的遥远。
The west of west is infinitely.
东离西有多远
？How far is east from west？
神使我们的过犯离我们也多远
？And our God will make our sin away.
乃是在主耶稣的血底下，这个罪离我们远远的。
In his blood, that is the distance our sin from us.
第三幅的图画乃是说了我们的罪遂像朱红。
And the third picture is recording the book of Isaiah. Your blood is, your sin is like scarlet.
神可以使它变成血一样白。
And they shall be as white as snow.
弟兄姊妹，我们住在这个城市，对，我们常常看到雪。
And we live in this city and we often see snow.
我盼望这个雪里面你看到的时候有，不要说这个雪那个那个雪冰雹叫我们停电，觉得很难受。
I hope that when you see this snow, you not just only think about the negative things.
但是这个雪从天降下的是那么的雪白。
To think about how white the snow is.
还有说我们的罪是红如丹眼，比白如羊毛。
And it is also said that though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool.
我自己是学纺织的，我们在里面有一门课就叫染色学。
When I was in college, my major is textile.
那有一门课就学染色。
And the one course is about how to dye.
就是你我的衣服会有那么多颜色啊，都是经过染色的。
Just put colors to our clothes.
但是在那个染色里面有一种白色。
There's one color, the white color.
他说用羊毛染出来的色是最白的。
The best way to dye it is from the color from the wool.
那圣经里面用这样的在染色里头讲到那羊毛可那么多洁白。
So it's very special about this wool. It's so white.
是主耶稣的血可以叫我们洗净的那么多洁白。
And the blood of the Lord can make us sin as white as snow.
是那样的圣洁。
That how holy.
第五的符号就是说，看啊，神的羔羊。
The fifth picture is behold the Lamb of God.
背负我们的罪孽。
Carry away our sins.
不仅仅背负我们的罪孽，是把它除掉世人的罪孽。
Not only just carry it, but also take it away.
很像那一只的羊被带到无人之地去
Just like the sheep taken to the desert.
好像东比西那么遥远一样
Just like the distance between west and east.
把我们的罪孽除去
To take away our sins.
第五个是这个血怎么样要洒在施恩座的上面
And the first one that the blood is will be shed on the mercy seat.
那么这个血叫什么叫做把旧约的时候是把这个血把我们的罪遮盖在那边
and the concept in Old Testament is to cover our sins
但是今天主耶稣的血怎么样把这个罪除掉了
but today the Lord of Jesus Christ taken away the sin
叫这个必罪咒能够成为施恩座
so the seat used to call the seat of covering sin now becomes a mercy seat
神可以在这里挽回我们的命运。
And our Lord can take in our destiny.
因为这个施恩座就叫做挽回祭。
And this mercy seat is also called.
他的血挽回了我们人类的命运。
And this sacrifice turned our destiny.
有一节的圣经很稀奇的，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
This one scripture said that the Son of Man comes to looking for the lost man.
人已经失丧了。
We have been lost.
但是主耶稣是，但是把我们挽回、拯救回来。
And our Lord Jesus found us back.
把我们召回来，重新归给神。
So that we can be to the Lord again.
而且这个挽回祭也叫做施恩座，神可以施恩在我们的身上。
And this propitiation and this mercy seat so that our Lord can have mercy on us again.
弟兄姊妹，这是新约的内容。
This is the content of the New Testament.
叫我们的罪可以得着赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
弟兄姊妹，这个血那么的珍贵。
How precious is this blood?
为我们付出的代价那么的大。
How high is the price?
这个血是为了要把我们叫成为一个圣洁的人。
So that we can be holy.
而这个血要叫我们来亲近神。
And to come near to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们实在要来感谢他。
So brothers and sisters, we truly need to come to sanctuary him.
为我们立了这个新约。
That he make this new covenant with us.
第二，他说这个约说到什么呢？
Secondly,
这个约说到他把那个永远的生命赐给我们。
This covenant says that he gave us eternal life.
主耶稣说他来了。
The Lord said he came.
圣经里面讲说他来了有很多的，有很多面的意义。
There are a lot of meanings.
像刚才说他来了要寻找拯救世上的人。
Like we just said that he came to find the lost man.
你要说他来了是吧，要来服侍人。
But also he came to serve.
但这些都比较重在消极的意义。
And this is...Just one side.
他来的那个积极的目的。
And he has another meaning.
他来了要叫我们得生命。
He comes that we can have life.
而且并且得着更丰盛。
The life more abundant.
弟兄姊妹，圣约翰来描写的时候用的词很短，但是那里面藏着无穷尽的恩典。
And the words that John used are very short, but there are infinite grace inside.
我想圣经里面也有几种的方式来描述这个生命更丰盛的生命。
There are several kind of ways the scripture used to describe this more abundant life.
圣经里面说，当我们信耶稣的时候
，When we believe Jesus Christ，
也就是说，当我们跟他立这个约的时候
，That is when we make the new covenant with，
或者说神跟我立了约，要跟我立约。
Or let's say when our Lord make covenant with me，
主耶稣说我要。
And Jesus said,
当我立了这个约
When I make this new covenant,
他要把这个约里面的神的圣命赐给我们。
He will give the life in the covenant to us.
那么在这里有一个起点。
There's a starting point.
圣经说我们要成为神的儿女。
And the scripture says we will become the children of God.
我们跟神从此有一个生命的关系。
We share a life together.
这就是耶稣说，我来了，要叫人得生命。
This is why Jesus said, I came to let men have life.
他说，不仅仅得生命，而且还要得着更丰盛。
Not only that, it is the life more
abundant. 所以圣经里面说，叫我们不仅成为神为神的儿女，他说往前说，我们要成为神的儿子。
And not only that, we'll become children of God, we'll become sons of God.
这个神的儿子是生命长大。
With a grown stature.
他能够懂得神的心意。
To know the will of God.
他能够遵循神的旨意。
To follow the will of God.
他可以被圣灵来引导。
To guide it by the Holy Spirit.
还不仅仅这样，他说这个神的儿子，他要往前跨，要成为神的长子。
And to be the first son of God.
我们的观念长子就只有一个。
In our concept, there's only one eldest son.
但不知道为什么，那个希腊文里面的长子可以很多。
But in Greek, it can be a plural.
所以希伯来书 说有一天我们到了天上的锡安山，在那里耶路撒冷里头。
And the book of Hebrews says that one day we come to the Mount of Zion.
那么几台那一般的神的儿女们。
There's a huge assembly.
或者是神的儿子们。
And they're sons of God.
他们有一个特别的名词叫做神的，叫长子。
They have a special calling. They are the elder sons of God.
他诸长子所共聚的总会。
This is assembly of all the elder sons of God.
但是这一般的人已经达到了神在他们身上的那一个目的。
They have reached the purpose that God has on them.
我不知道，我实在不懂。但是我不知道能不能这样说，这些的长子们是长大满有基督长成丰满的身量。
I don't know if I can say that these elders and they are really good to grow to the matureness.
他们这一般的人可以成为神的荣耀，成为神的基督。
To be the glory masterpiece work of God.
这是新约里面讲到一个生命里面从生命一直到更丰盛的生命。
This is a path from life to life more abundant.
在这里神把许多的恩典赏给我。
That's why Lord give us so much grace.
圣经里面还讲到说小子们。
And scripture also says that little children.
慢慢要长大到什么少年人。
And to be a young man.
要长大到父老。
And to be the father.
因为这是讲到是我们对于主的经历，不同的经历。
This is a different step of our experience with God.
刚刚开始的时候有恩膏在我们的里面。
And in the first is the anointment of grace on us.
这是少年人的情形。
And this is the situation.
这是少小子们的情形。
Of the little children.
等我到少年人，那么神的话在他们的心灵里面。
And to the stage of young men, the word of God is within them.
他们可以胜掉那恶者。
And they can overcome the evil one.
但是他们慢慢在长大。
They still grow.
他们在到父老的阶段。
And to the point of father.
他能够认识那从起初原有的。
To know the one who is from the beginning.
他认识那一位神的自己。
To know God Himself.
兄弟们，神给我们的生命，可以叫我们从恩膏一直到他的本身。
And this life is from the anointing of grace to Himself.
这是生命的一个成长。
This is a growing path of life.
那还有一个情形是讲到新妇。
And another situation is talking about the new bride.
你知道这个新约啊，特别是在旧约，神说把他们从埃及带出啊，跟他们牵出来啊，与他们立了一个约，就是旧约。
And in the Old Testament, it's talking about a Lord led them from Egypt and
made a covenant,
with them.
对不起，耶利米书告诉我们，这个不仅仅是一个旧约。
It is not just the Old Covenant.
而且也是一个婚约。
It is a covenant of marriage.
同样的，新约不仅仅是一个新约。
And similarly, in the New Testament, it's not just a covenant.
而且新约到了一个最高的顶峰，实在就是一个婚约。
So the highest point is a covenant of marriage.
所以神把启示录到最末了的时候，让我们看见，在那一座城，那座圣城新耶路撒冷里。
At the very end of the Revelation.That Lord lead us to see that the city from heaven.
他说这一这个城就是羔羊的妻。
And it is said that this city is the bride of the Lamb.
是羔羊的新妇。
The new bride of the Lamb.
这乃是说到神要把他一切的丰盛。
It is said that God will put all His abundance.
借着新妇把他彰显出来。
And reveal it through the new bride.
要把神那个丰满的生命在宇宙中间把它显明出来。
Abundant life of God to reveal it to all the universe.
对吗？这是神在新约里面最后要达到的一个目的。
This is the last point our God will make in the.
第三，新约的内容。
The third point about the content of new covenant.
他要把他的律法写在我们的心灵里。
He will write the law in our heart.
那旧约是用写在神的指头写在石板上。
And the Old Testament is written, the Old Covenant is written in the stone tablet.
但是新约神要用永生神的灵把他的律法写在我们的心灵里面，写在我们的心思里头。
For the New Covenant, our Lord will written with His Holy Spirit in our heart, in our mind.
所以我们来读神的话语的时候。
When we came to read the Word of God,
你会发现神的话语借着当圣灵的气吹在其上。
When the breath of Holy Spirit was on us,
我们会发现这个神的话变成一个生命的道。
We discovered that this word became the living word of God.
变成一个活道。
It is living.
而叫我们可以借着神的话里面认识神。
Through it, we can know our God.
来享受神的恩典。
To enjoy His grace.
弟兄们，神要把他的律法写在我们心灵里面。
Lord is willing to put His law into our heart.
第四，他要叫我们能够真认识神。
And the fourth point, He will lead us to truly know our God.
不用人教导。
And not by teaching of others.
因为这个生命里面其实就是生命的灵。
Because it is through the life.
要让我这个生命的灵一面要让我们来明白神的活道。
Through this living spirit that we can know the living word of God.
另外这个生命的灵要我们直接来认识神。
And this living spirit led us to know God directly.
我们的神真好。
Our Lord is so good.
从年幼一直到年长。
From youth to elder.
他都可以用我们懂得的方式，让我们来明白他，来认识他。
Understand him through the way that we can understand.
有些人刚刚蒙恩，他能够认识神，哇，里面那么的火。
When we first believed, some of us, there's such a fire in his heart.
我们信主信了十多年以后，仍然还可以认识他说，这一位的神是一位活神。
And many, many years after, we still can know that our Lord is so good.
生命到极其老年的时候，还能够遇见他，碰见他，像约翰说什么，可以认识他那一位起初原有的生命之道。
Even when we become very old, we can still, like John said, that we can know the one from the beginning.
那么真实的结连在一起。
Such a truly joined together.
这也是新约的内容。
This is the content of the new covenant.
还有一个点就是我们在神把我们这些人救回来的放在他的国度里面。
Another point is when our Lord saved us, He put us into His kingdom.
他要做我们的神，我们要做他的子民。
He will be our God and we'll be His children.
这就是一个祭司的国度。
This is a kingdom of priests.
这是神当日把以色列人带出来的时候，盼望能够成为一个祭司的国度。
This is the very purpose of God led Israel people out of Egypt.
然后今天在这个约的里面。
Today in this new covenant.
神把我们放在他的国度中。
God put us into His kingdom.
他说：“神把我们从黑暗的里面拯救出来。”
He led us out of the dominion of the darkness.
把我们牵到爱子的国度里。
Into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
在这个国度的里面，不仅仅是祭司。
In this kingdom, there is not only just priests.
也是属于神所爱的。
Our beloved.
那我们要在这个国度的里面来侍奉他。
We'll serve Him in this kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们在现在，在他的教会里面。
Brothers and sisters, now we are in His.
或者在基督的身体里面。
In the body of Christ.
我们可以来侍奉他。
We can serve Him.
特别这个身体。这一个教会有一个名字是非常甜美的名字，叫做神的家。
And the body and the church have a very sweet name. The name is House of God.
一面是国度那个无限的广大。
One aspect it is the kingdom of God, which is very very wide.
一面说这是神的家，离我那么亲那么近。
And on the other side, it is the house of God. It is so close to us and so sweet.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以在神的家中来侍奉他。
Brothers and sisters, we can serve the Lord in His house.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们，当你觉得这里有是神的家
，Do you really feel this is house of God?
那你在这个家里面做什么
？What do you do in this house?
你盼望在我们在这个神的家，不当儿子。
I hope we are all sons. in this house.
不是客人。
Not just a guest.
所以当有许多人进来的时候。
When many people come in.
你不要说哎呀，等着人家来关心我。
We'll not just wait others to take care of.
我们都说，既然这是我的家。
Since this is my home.
这是属于我的家。
The home belongs.
那我就要起来尽我的本分。
I will take my responsibility.
来关心我们身边的人。
To take care of people around me.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们是祭司国度的子民。
We are in the kingdom priests.
所以我们要来好好的享受这个恩典。
We need to enjoy this grace.
所以每一次当我们在围绕在饼杯面前的时候
，Every time when we are around the cup and the bread.
特别是当我们擘饼纪念他
，When we remember our Lord through the bread and cup.
当我们吃他的饼，吃这个饼
，When we eat the bread.
到喝这个杯
，When we drink the cup.
弟兄，这里面说什么？
What it say to us?
说到他属于我。
That he belongs to us.
我属于他。
And I belong to him.
圣经里面有一句话说，耶和华是我杯中的父呢。
The scripture says that Jehovah is a portion of my.
弟兄姊妹，这个杯是他立的约。
The cup is his.The new covenant that he made.
当你在那边喝这杯的时候
When you drink this cup,
你要知道说我已经定他立了新约
You shall know that I have made the new covenant with you.
我是属于新约的子民
I belong to the new covenant.
他是我杯中的福分
He is a portion of my cup.
他为我立的新约所有的福分都应该是属于我的
All the blessings that in the new covenant belongs to me.
所以我们要来享受这个新约的福分
We can come and enjoy this blessing.
叫我们不停留在现在的情形
So that we will not stop in where we are.
叫我们能够往前
And to go ahead.
叫我们的生命能够长大
That our life will grow.
有一天我们要在新耶路撒冷城
And one day we will in the city of New Jerusalem.
我们就要成为那城里面的一部分
To become a part of that city.
我们要把神所有住在我们身上的恩典
And all the grace that our Lord have on us
要彰显出来
will be revealed in that city.
这是神跟我们立约
This is the covenant that our Lord made with us.
要带给我们的祝福
And the blessings to give to us.
但愿神能够恩待我们
May our Lord have mercy on us.
我们怎么跟他立约
How we make covenant to him.
这已经说过了，就是当你相信他
，When you believe，
你接受他
，You receive him，
你就成为新约的子民
，You become the children of new covenant，
你就有份于这个约
，You are part of this new covenant。
我们感谢神
，We thank the Lord。
请我们低头有点祷告
，Let's bow our heads and have a prayer。
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
是你自己从天来到地上。
It is you who came from heaven to earth.
把你这圣洁、没有瑕疵的生命为我们死了。
To give up this holy, blameless life for us.
你为我们在十字架上流出了你的血。
You shed your blood on the cross.
为我们与我们立了新约。
And to make this new covenant for us.
所有愿意相信你的人。
Whoever believes you
都可以成为新约的子民
will become the children of new covenant.
我们感谢你
We thank you.
这个约那么丰富
It is so abundant in this covenant.
求你借着圣灵
May you through Holy Spirit
让我们明白
that we can understand.
也带领我们进入新约的祝福里头
and lead us into this blessing.
我们感谢你
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Here are Psalm 231Please stand up